Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A couple of years ago, a friend gave me a book of spiritual reflections by Robert Eaton, a priest of the Birmingham Oratory. And Father Eaton has some suggestive comments to make about today's gospel, the parable of the unjust steward, in which he compares the situation of the steward to our own. Human life, with its work and issue, is there portrayed. Each one of us is there without exception, in his true place. Man is a steward, not a lord, a servant, not a master. Man is placed in a position of responsibility, nor was he asked whether he would accept it or not. Yet for that responsibility, we must one day give a full account. And when that day will come, we know not. Let me briefly expand on some of these points. First, human beings are stewards, not in the sense that we are servants like a steward on a ship or on an airplane, but in the deeper sense that we are not masters of our own lives. We did not choose to be born, we did not pick our families or our circumstances or our abilities and emotions and capacities for good and evil. All those things have been determined for us. And yet we are responsible for them. Responsible not for their existence, as I say, none of us have the choice to exist or not, or for the circumstances in which we have been born. But just as a steward is responsible for the use of his master's goods, so we are responsible for what we do with our lives, and how we use the gifts we have been given, and how we face the challenges which confront us. Of course, responsibility is one of those problematic concepts. We don't mind taking responsibility as long as we are in charge, as long as we are the ones making the decisions and the judgments. But in fact, we will not judge ourselves. Rather, we will be judged by the one who made us. We can be confident that God will be just, but also merciful. Even so, it is a sobering thought that we will be expected to render an account of our lives, our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. It is an even more sobering thought that the result of that judgment will be our eternal salvation, or perhaps damnation. And as though we have not been given enough sobering thoughts to contemplate, we also have to face the reality that we do not know the time of our death, the time when we will be called to render the account of our lives and to suffer judgment upon it. Our Lord commended the unjust steward, not because he was unjust, but because he made a realistic appraisal of his situation and acted accordingly in his own best interest. We, as Christians, are not like the unjust steward, children of this world. Rather, we are children of light, called to a wonderful destiny of happiness and peace with our Lord and the saints and all those we love. But in order to realize that destiny, we have to use the gifts that have been given to us to obtain true wealth and to store up treasures which will never fade away. Kindness and compassion, justice toward the oppressed, the joy of a pure conscience, and a life spent in the service of God and our fellow human beings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.